In campaign 2012, Virginia has become a hot battleground. A new Washington Post poll shows President Obama leading presumptive Republican nominee Mitt Romney 51-44% in the Commonwealth. The poll's margin of error is plus or minus 3.5%. Romney campaigned earlier this week in Virginia with a focus on the economy.
What he's done over the last 3.5 years is install a series of policies that have made it backbreaking for many small businesses.
President Obama plans to kick off his reelection campaign tomorrow in Richmond.
Now, Virginia voted for a Democrat in 2008, the first time in more than 40 years as the state shifted from a red state to a purple state. Joining us live, Bob Schieffer, CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent, and of course the host of Face the Nation. Bob, it's pretty interesting watching how Virginia's become a big player here in presidential politics.
It is a crucial state now for both of them. I thought the post-poll pretty much hit it just about like I've been thinking it was looking, and that is Indiana, North Carolina, and Virginia. Those were states that the president won last time out, and that Romney, I think, has to win this time around. And then, of course, Ohio, Florida, and North Carolina. But those states, I think, that's where this election is going to be about, and it's going to be crucial. We're going to see a lot of both of these candidates in Virginia over the coming months. There's no question about that. Big question, of course, is young people. The Romney people recognize, and you can talk to them, they'll tell you that young people so far, that Barack Obama is leading among young people. This poll shows it in Virginia and in most places. But they believe that the enthusiasm among young people is down this time around, and there are not as many young people who are registering to vote as the last time out. That was a big key for Barack Obama the last time. The women's vote, so far, it looks like Obama has the lead in Virginia, as he does in most states among women. That is going to be crucial. And then, of course, you've got the Hispanic vote, which is also going to be crucial. But that's where this election is in these six states and among those interest groups. So Mitt Romney does better among older people, and Barack Obama, of course, is the Virginia poll shows, I think he's leading at 97% of the African-American vote. That was his base the last time out. It'll be again this time.
Is it the importance of Virginia in this campaign that has Bob McDonnell, the governor, still not eliminated from the running as a possible running mate for Mitt Romney?
Yes. I think he's always kind of been on the short list, along with Marco Rubio in Florida and with Rob Portman in Ohio for the obvious reasons. Interesting, though, in this poll, it does not seem to suggest that he would make much difference on the ticket. I find that a little hard to believe, but that's what the poll found. I think most of the time people help in their home state. Key example of that, of course, was Lyndon Johnson with Jack Kennedy back in 1960. But this poll doesn't seem to suggest that. I think he will still be given, careful consideration.
Who are you bringing on to Face the Nation this weekend?
Well, we're going to be all about the campaign. We're going to talk to Newt Gingrich and Michelle Bachmann. They were out there for a while. Bachmann's now traveling around with Mitt Romney, kind of get some reflections from Newt Gingrich on where he thinks this thing is going now. He says he's going to be for Romney after, calling Romney everything but responsible for diphtheria during the campaign. I mean, at one point, Nora O'Donnell had him on the morning news way back there in New Hampshire, and Nora said to him, are you calling Mitt Romney a liar? And he gave a one-word answer, yes. And I tell you, both of us, it's funny to go back and look at the tape. I think our jaws literally dropped. We'd never heard anybody do that. So he's saying now it's got to be Romney, but how does he do that? It ought to be interesting to see what he has to say. Chuck Schumer and Howard Dean are also going to be there to tell us what they think Obama's got to do from here on in. And then we're going to talk to Zbigniew Brzezinski, who's, foreign policy heavyweight and kind of one of the wise men of Washington, to talk about this situation with this Chinese dissident and what's going on with that. So we ought to have plenty to talk about. Big roundtable, of course, too.
Excellent. Thank you, Bob. Good to talk to you.
Good, guys.